Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Voice Coaches Radio. My name is Marissa, and another week upon us brings us another former student and somebody who is, you know, getting ready to dive into the wonderful, crazy world that is voiceover as we start to wrap up 2024, which is crazy. Charlene, welcome, first of all, to the lovely podcast. How are you feeling today in this moment right now? Just tell me.
Well, Marissa, first of all, I want to thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here. I have a little nervousness, but I'm super excited to be here. I sometimes feel like when I'm having a conversation, I get lost and don't always say everything that my mind wants to say. So I'm just trying to stay present here with you in this conversation.
That's called adult ADHD. I have that too. It's fine. first of all, I will tell you, no need to ever be nervous with me because I am ridiculous. And anybody can tell you that. But, you know, I've had this blessing over the course of the last, you know, portion of this year where I get to talk to a lot of different students that I didn't have. So I'm like, I get to meet you for the very first time right here now in this moment. And, you know, I can already tell that you're a fun chick. You got a Taylor Swift shirt on. So, you know, Swifties already know the mentality they have to be to be successful because you're watching the right person for that. But tell me a little bit about you. Like, what have you been doing this entire time? Or, you know, what sparked this interest in this, like, you know, passion to get here to dive into this stuff?
Yeah, this is great. So I used to go to parties. Well, I still go to parties, but I used to read this vibrator review at the party I would go to.
Well, look at us. I got to put an X rating on this podcast episode. I didn't even know.
That's the only word I'm going to say, but I would read this review because it was so hysterical. And the girlfriends were always like, Charlene, you got to read the review. And so I'd read the review. And then my friends would say to me, you know, you've got to do this. You've got to look into this. And then I had this memory open in my mind about being a young child and, you know, way back in the 70s. And my dad had the reel-to-reel, and he would set up the microphone, and he would let me read into the microphone and play the reel-to-reel back. So I feel like I've had this passion since I was a little girl, and I just got pushed down and squashed, and now here I am.
Isn't that what always happens, right? It's like we're kids, and we know what we want to do, and then something happens, and all of a sudden it's like, oh. Yeah, no, I did want to do that. Now 30 years has gone by, you know, but what happened with this vibrator situation? Like, do you still do that? Do you still voice something for that for your friends?
You know, yes. Like I said, it's always requested at every party. Can you read the vibrator reviews? I do it. And it's a lot of fun. And I get a lot of laughs. And that's kind of what brought me down this road, and them encouraging me and saying, you know, you are so fun. And so here I am.
And I can tell you already, I agree. You are fun. All right. That's the last thing that I was expecting to be told that has led us here today. But you know what? I will take it and I will run with it. All right. So you read these reviews, you make your friends smile and giggle and all the things. And, you know, you end up here with us in this program. Is voiceover what you expected it to be?
I don't know that I really went in with a lot of expectations. It was very interesting and fascinating to me to learn about it. And, to find out that I'm a competent cold reader, you know, and all the things. And, but all the tricks of the trade, it's just so fun. I want to read all the scripts. I want to read all the things.
Well, and you know what? That excitement is just a beautiful thing, right? I mean, because I think it's like you have this, we all have an idea of what this is going to be. And then you start to see what it really is. And then when you're really like just diving in, it's like, well, God, I mean, where do I start? What can I do? I want to do everything. So demo wise, what did you make your focus?
Audiobooks.
Audiobook. Okay. So like audiobook narrative side of things.
Yes, definitely. Tina was my coach. She's mm-hmm. amazing. But she identified that I was narrative right out the gate.
Yeah. Pretty much.
But my demo was pretty diverse. I mean, I picked, because again, I wanted to read all the scripts. Yeah. So we were able to narrow it down, and it was just so much fun. And, you know, finding you guys, it's just been life-altering for me. It's been so great.
And when did you end up completing this demo? When did you get the final piece?
Oh, let me tell you about my demo experience.
Okay.
Okay. You know, so I'm working, I've worked so hard. I'm so excited. I'm going to record my demo. It's a Friday afternoon, 3:00. I'm on summer vacation. Life is grand. I get there. There's nobody there.
Oh no.
So I'm like, oh no, what is happening? I can't imagine that anybody put this much effort into scamming me.
Yeah. So
I tried to call the studio, no answer. I tried to call voice coaches again, Friday 3:30 in Colorado.
Yeah, our offices were closed. Yeah, we closed at like 4:30. So
so I'm there, I'm banging on the door, I'm calling, I leave a message to the studio. I, of course, have left a message with voice coaches, and I've kept myself together. I'm not crying hysterically on this message. Go back to my car, and then this cat comes out of the studio, and he's kind of looking around and on his phone. And so I get out of the car, and he's like, oh, man, I'm so sorry. We must have double booked. Oh. He's like, you know, I can bring you in and we can try to figure something out. Or I'm like, I don't think that sounds like the best idea, especially right. Now that I'm spiraled.
Yeah, now that I'm a psychotic mess.
I think I'm going to reschedule. So then, you know, I call voice coaches Monday morning and tell them my story and also that I need to reschedule and that I want Tina to be my producer. She's who I've been working with, right?
Yep.
I am told I have 6 weeks to wait.
Ugh.
So what I did, Marissa, is I flipped that script
mm-hmm.
and realized that I had 6 more weeks to hone my skills.
That is true. That is true.
Scripts, but I kept reading out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then demo day came 6 weeks later, and it was so great. It was so fun.
Yeah. You know what? I think what you just learned was that day, that initial time, that wasn't your time.
It's not my time.
You know, absolutely. And as excited as you were and, you know, feeling like you were ready to go, like it allowed you some time to like decompress, educate and, you know, feel good about what you were doing and not necessarily like frightened or intimidated. And I'm sure you went in still having a little bit of those feelings, but sure. Like, you know, you had that prep mode, that prep time to like, I got this, you know, and I'm putting words in your mouth, but am I wrong?
You are not wrong, Marissa. That's
I feel like a pretty good read on people, Charlene, but you just never know. So
an expletive in there as well, but yes.
I'm sure. Yeah. No, if I listen, I already have to put an X rating on this. So if you want to go ahead and cuss, no, I'm kidding. So all right. Well, demo's all said and done. You're feeling good. I'm sure accomplished. What, as we are, you know, winding down for 2024 and you now know that you're so excited to dive on into all this stuff. And I know you want to explore all of it. You know, what do you think? I mean, and maybe you've already taken some first steps, but what are the first steps for Charlene?
So first steps for Charlene is realizing that I need to put my three P's into place, right? My persistence, my professionalism, and I'm going to forget the last P. Persistence, professionalism. I can't remember. Anyway.
Well, you'll figure it out and then they'll all be in order.
It's in the work that we did within class. They talk about the three P's. So anyway, I'm really headstrong into those. I've kind of put the cart before the horse a little bit here. I've kind of already bought some studio equipment that I am using today because I was able to figure out how to do that. And
that's
so,
not the cart before the horse. That's investing in yourself. And that way you'll be able to audition a little bit more freely, ma'am. Yes. That's what I will tell you.
And that's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. I have a friend who was making a speech for where she worked, and she felt uncomfortable doing the speech. And so I've done my first pro bono because she asked me to do the speech for her.
Oh, cool.
At this event. It was an open house event, and she just knew that she wouldn't be able to get through it without, you know, getting too emotional. So she knew, because it's all I can talk about, is that I want to be a voice actor.
Right. And well, so, that's good though.
Yeah. So she knew. And so she reached out and she's like, "Charlene, I just don't think I can do this. I don't think I can do this. I can't make it through it. I'm going to lose it. I need you to do this for me." And so I did. And it was, you know, it was my icebreaker. So I did this in front of, you know, probably 100 people or so. And I felt very confident and comfortable. And I was so grateful that she gave me that opportunity.
Yeah. So this was like public speaking sort of opportunity.
It was a private event, but it was the first time that I kind of put my skills into play.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say, is like so many people will come to us, you know, with the idea of voice acting in mind, right? And these skills, though, they overlap in so many things, and public speaking is most certainly one of them. And, you know, I look at myself as more of a public speaker and an actor than probably anything, because I do most of my day is radio work. And right. That's what I do. It's public speaking. It's all the same stuff. But, you know, it's like, as an example, I've been on the radio with COVID. Do you think I felt great? No, but I sounded like I was having the best time ever. You know, so it's faking it till you make it sometimes, but it's the acting, you know, and then you're putting all these same elements of, you know, you're you, and you're talking to one person that you know, and it's your best friend, and you're having a blast, and you're filling them in on certain things. And so, you know, that experience for you is awesome because, yeah, you got to utilize, you get to read something out loud in a much different perspective than you probably ever had prior.
Absolutely. And let me tell you, one of the greatest things that I'm doing, Marissa, is that I'm going over and I'm reading to my 90-year-old mother and my sister who lives with her every week. I go over and we've already finished. It's actually a young adult book, and it's called The One and Only Ivan.
Okay.
And I read that to them, and it was so great. And now I'm reading something else to them, but it's become a ritual for us, right? For me to go over every week and read to them, and they love it so much. So it just brings me so much joy to do that.
And it's a twofer because it's practice.
Yes. Yes.
That's great. Yeah.
And then,
tell me.
Well, I was also just going to throw in, I work at an elementary school. And so I have, you know, let the teachers there know that I'm also doing this. And I'm going to, for the fourth grade class, I'm going to read and record an audiobook so that they can listen to it. But I don't have to be there to read it.
Right. Oh, that's awesome. See? You know, you and the other women that I've had the opportunity to talk to lately, it's putting, you're proving, put yourself out there. right? The moment that you do, opportunities there. Now, is it going to bring in a ton of money? Not necessarily at first. It's getting you experience. You know, these are things, these are resume things. These are, I did this, you know, and it's allowing you to kind of learn, you know, while you're doing it as well, and be able to, you know, be that much better for the next thing. And then the next thing after that. So that's exciting. So you haven't done that yet. That's going to be coming.
I haven't done that yet. That's going to be coming. We kind of just talked about that as a team yesterday. You know, I kind of let them know, hey, I have this little setup. I need to get some practice in. And we have a field trip coming up and we want to read this book. How about I record it? And so I think it's going to work out perfectly that I can do it over Christmas break.
Yeah. And give you time. Yeah.
Yeah. So the timing is perfect. So I'm excited about it because that's going to give me the practice that I need to feel confident enough to go out and get those jobs that I know I'm going to get.
Well, damn right you are, especially with an attitude like that. So, all right, audiobooks, clearly the focus here. I guess what would be the question I want to ask you? Obviously, you are taking some great steps. I don't even know necessarily, you know, if I want to ask what your big goal might be, because I think, you know, obviously it's probably getting some major, you know, book deal of some sort. But what do you find, I guess, like the most rewarding for you as you are kind of doing some of these books? I mean, right now you're kind of doing them in person, you know, but as maybe you're just like doing them by yourself, to yourself, like what do you find to be the most rewarding for you performing these? Because I know audiobooks are done in a lot of different ways, but it gives you an opportunity to explore different, you know, abilities that you have. So, I mean, you tell me.
So I think what it is the ability to bring a story to life, mm-hmm. and to not have it be, you know, a monotone reading, but where you give it life of its own and you can bring, you know, the emotion out in how I read my words and, you know, just being able to share stories, yeah. I think is fascinating.
It's not easy, you know, like a lot of people think that it's going to be like probably the easiest thing to go ahead and do. And that's why like people will get so frustrated when they hear somebody doing an audiobook and they're like, eh, you know, I can do better than that. And it's like, maybe, maybe not. You know, it takes time. It takes practice. It takes understanding of what you need to do and being able to paint that picture and like fit the vibe too, you know, like so many people don't really understand, like if it's something more suspenseful, you know, what you're going to have to do to pull that out of you, because it might be a little bit of acting, you know, because there might need to be a little tremble in your voice, or, you know, you might need to be a little bit louder here and a little bit softer over here. Like, you know what I mean? Like there's like a little extended pause, you know, kind of technically for dramatics, but also because again, vibe, that needs to be painted. So, you know, when you've got somebody like yourself who's just like really excited and passionate for it, it's a beautiful thing. Because I can already tell without even hearing you do this stuff, like I know that you probably do it rather well. If you've got, you know, the day on the calendar every week that you're going and reading books to mom, and I'm sure mom would love you to just go ahead and do anything, but still.
Yeah.
Has it just been the one book that you've done for mom? Have you read other stuff?
Oh, of course. I've read a ton of Taylor Swift articles to her.
Is she a Swiftie, a 90-year-old Swiftie?
Well, I'm working on it and I'm getting there. But I read the Time interview that remember a year ago, she was Person of the Year for Time magazine. Yeah. And that article, you know, it was like a 30-minute read, and it was difficult. You know, it's Time magazine. It's not just you know, some teen. Right. It was an intensive, thoughtfully done interview. And yeah, no. And so, yeah, I've read a lot of just miscellaneous stuff. I didn't really start reading a book to them until after I did my demo. Gotcha. But prior to the demo, we were doing a lot of practicing things. Like she's, she was a physical therapist. So she brought out one day one of her, you know, her medical books and said, here, read me something from this. And, you know, she's making me practice the big hard words and,
right.
and all things. So, you know, the support that I've gotten from my family has just been tremendous and fun. And they're willing to listen to me read anytime I want to read, which is super.
And it's important. You know, I think that's what happens for a lot of us as you know, the youth of America or wherever, we know what we want to do, but we don't always have the support to back us. Thankfully, I had the support for me, even though I was so shy. My parents probably shouldn't have been supportive, but they were. And thankfully it paid off because I got a job rather quickly after I decided to start going this direction. But I'm going to say this right now for you, next read for mom, just based on what I know now, all right, 50 Shades of Grey, you know, you've got like a good 4 or 5 book series there that you can go ahead and, it might get her heart going a little bit, you know, sometimes it's good at 90 to almost feel like you're exercising without even having to move.
I already practiced the vibrator.
That's what I'm saying. You know, it's just, it's very fitting, you know, just as a bookend here, but, no, I appreciate you hanging out. And you know, I'm excited to know like how the kids felt about your read, you know, for that book that you're planning on doing for them. I'm excited for like the first opportunity that you get where that check is going to come in. Cause I have a feeling, you know, you got a lot of good things in place. It's just it's a matter of time. And when we can be of help, you holler. Okay.
Absolutely. And I just want to shout out one more time to Tina. She was so knowledgeable and motivational and encouraging to me. And she helped me realize that I'm a coachable person and I can do things that people ask me to do. And so I'm just so excited. I can't thank you enough for having me.
Oh, of course. Of course. And, you know, if you've got questions, you can always reach out to me. Anything like, you know, you got a, you know, exciting update or something, marissa@voicecoaches.com. Okay. And we're going to have a brand new episode coming next week. So stay safe, everybody, as we continue to get deeper into this holiday season. And you can get more details at voicecoaches.com.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.